Hey guys, welcome back to Navigate. Our hope here is to help you engage with God. My name is Ben, and for a few episodes, we're going to do some shorter episodes until we get back to normal. The plan was to have a few guests, that was disrupted, and so it's just me. If you're looking for longer episodes, though, I'd love to encourage you to go back and listen to some of the ones maybe you've liked before or that you've missed, and you know, you want to catch up. In these episodes, in this series, I'm just going to read out a few psalms and talk briefly about one thing that stands out to me. I'd love to encourage you, though, to use this extra time to read over the psalm, to think deeply about what God is saying, and to spend some quality time praying to the God who loves you and is for you. Today, we're going to be looking at Psalm 124. And as we work through this passage, I hope it's refreshing wherever you are. Here's what God's word says. A song of ascents of David. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side, when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger flared against us, the flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare that has been broken, we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You know, I love in the richness of the Old Testament, we find over and over again that the God we serve is the maker of heaven and earth. You know, in the New Testament, it shows us that in Jesus, we have the God who's on our side. But again, like we've said this week, he's not just a friend or a teacher or a guy who, you know, can teach you morals or a guy with a little bit of power. No, he's the God that made everything. He's the maker of heaven on earth and earth. And he's the God who's on our side, graciously helping us and moving with us and walking with us to become more and more like Jesus. It's such an encouragement to remember that the God who we serve is the God of heaven and earth. In this psalm, there is obviously a particular context in which they're writing. There's this reality that they're going through some physical battles. But I think we can remember that the God of heaven and earth is with us even now. Jesus said that when he called his people to make disciples. He said, "Behold, I'm with you till the end of the age." Our God is with us. Our God loves us. And he is the one who spoke this world into existence and made heaven and earth. It's such a good comfort. I'd love to encourage you again to engage with this psalm, to read over it again, to write some stuff down and see what stands out to you. But then to spend some time reflecting on the God who loves you, who made the world, who's with you and wants to hear from you in prayer. Thanks heaps. I'll see you next time.